From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. There will be more ethanol blended into the U.S. gasoline supply under new rules released Monday. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted explains.
The Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, requires oil companies to blend biofuels into gasoline. The new rules increase the total ethanol required. They also push the mandate for advanced biofuels, like cellulosic ethanol, which is made from grasses or wood. Janet McCabe is an assistant administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency.
When you're looking at emerging technologies, those can take a while to get up and running. And with cellulosic fuel in particular, we found that to be the case.
Corn producers in the Midwest have been pushing support for the RFS, emphasizing its importance to the rural economy. But environmental groups say that corn-based ethanol is not as carbon-friendly as hoped. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
A proposed rule change for Missouri police would require officers to have annual training in recognizing bias and dealing with people with mental health issues. The new training requirements were endorsed today by the State Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. Governor Jay Nixon had directed the commission in August to revamp the standards. He said the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson sparked a national debate on police training and gave Missouri a chance to lead in making improvements. Police currently need 48 hours of training every 3 years. The proposal would change that to 24 hours annually while adding several specific subjects to the training. The rule changes must pass through a review and public comment period before they can take effect. Yesterday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services from revoking the abortion facility license of the Columbia Planned Parenthood Clinic. According to the Associated Press, the temporary restraining order will expire tomorrow after another hearing. Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri filed a lawsuit yesterday against Peter Lyskowski in his official capacity as acting director of the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. The suit asked for injunction relief that would ensure that the Columbia Clinic's abortion facility license would not be revoked. Yesterday, Laura McQuaid, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Kansas and Mid-Missouri, explained how a longer-term restraining order could affect the clinic's ability to perform abortions.
We will still be unable to provide abortion services. However, the license will be preserved until we have an opportunity to complete the privileging process for our current physician or to seek an alternative physician.
This follows letters from the Department of Health and Senior Services that informed the clinic its license to perform abortions would be revoked at the end of the business day yesterday. Monsanto plans to make its operations carbon neutral by 2021. The company is developing an incentives program to ensure environmentally friendly production methods. To be carbon neutral, Monsanto must reduce its net emission of climate-changing carbon to zero. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.